Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Just over half. Get a load of this. Just over half of 9-year-old children in Ireland own a phone. Up 10% on 10 years ago, the research shows. The ESRI and the Department of Children have published a new report drawing data from the long-term government study Growing Up in Ireland. Now, the report has compared the lives of 9-year-olds 10 years ago versus 10-year-olds now, and it draws on the surveys of the children and their parents, as well as time use diaries completed by the children. The results throw up some interesting findings. A significant increase was found in the number of 9-year-olds who have a mobile phone, up from 44% to 54% over a 10-year period. So 10 years ago, 44% of them had a phone, which actually surprises me, but yeah, 44% of them had a phone 10 years ago, and that is now 54%. So over half of 10-year-old kids have a, 9-year-old kids, should I say, have a smartphone. And there's also a marked shift in the amount of time watching television towards time on other digital devices. Those spending more time watching TV and using computers are less likely to engage in sports, reading for pleasure and cultural activities, the report has found. So today I want to know, is there any reason for a 9-year-old to have a phone? Why do so many children have phones so young? Our number is 0871880008. 0871880008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note to that number right now. 0871880008. And the question we're asking is, does your 9 or 10-year-old have a phone? Is there any reason why a 9-year-old child would have a mobile phone? What do you do, for example, if your 9-year-old says, I want a phone for Christmas? How do you deal with that? Or maybe you're somebody, although I would imagine they're few and far between, somebody whose child has a kind of a cheap Nokia-type phone that doesn't even access the internet, although I can't imagine any child has one of them because they don't want them. In fact, they don't even want the phone for being a phone. They want the phone for what else it can do. 0871880008 is our number. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note to that number right now. 0871880008. Now, where am I going? Bryony, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes. You have 2 children.
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that shocking figure that nearly 55% of 9-year-olds have a smartphone?
Yeah, to be honest, I am shocked, but I kind of at the same time don't find it surprising, sadly. My daughter's 15, she's a very mature 15-year-old as well, as it happens, and very sensible. She's had a phone for about 4 years now, since sixth class, sort of fifth, sixth class age group. But she would have been, she's never actually lost it, access to it from misbehaving with it or anything. And it's only this year that I stopped checking it, that she had, every so often. So she's very sensible and she would be independent and she'd be keeping in touch with me even now, very good at it. What I'm deciding now is only now trying to decide whether my son should get a phone yet. He's turning 12 this Thursday, actually.
Okay, and is he putting pressure?
No, not at all, no. It's more from a consideration of him keeping in touch with me so I know where the hell he is. Mm. Because he has a habit, he gets the bus home and he's supposed to be home, like, say, an hour and a half before his sister. We live in a good apartment block with lots of families, so I'm not worried about him not having access. He literally gets on the bus outside school and gets off outside our apartment. So it's really just that he can send me a quick text message. I'm home. Everything's okay. and that I know he's all good, or if I need to text him and say, can you please put the kettle on, I'm coming home, that kind of basic requirement of that.
What I'm interested in, actually, but, you said he's 12, and has he not expressed any interest in getting a phone?
No.
Which really surprises me, I have to say.
Yeah. Now, he has a tablet, he has a Switch, he has a DS.
So he doesn't need a phone.
So we have access to kids' YouTube the last couple of years, and I keep an eye on that. I mean, that's where you need to be careful, is keeping that eye on things and being able to take it off him. If he misbehaves with it, if he's not using it appropriately, or he's not doing his chores, or for whatever reason, he knows he will lose his devices. You know, it's a privilege. It's not a right. Yeah, and the other thing about having to get a phone is the ongoing cost. It's not the upfront cost, even if you get a basic phone, maybe they're cheap enough, you know. It's the ongoing cost of a SIM card. And my daughter's phone and I was very lucky, I got into 48 early on and I pay €8 a month each. But that's gone up. So the minimum you're going to be spending is 12, 14, 15 euro a month. That adds up. And you're going to be doing that until they're kind of maybe 18 or doing, you know, getting a job of their own and are independent. So you're going to do that for what, like 10, you know, 8-10 years? That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
You could be spending on something more worthwhile for the child, you know?
The situation
with him is his school don't actually allow smartphones.
No, and lots of them don't.
No, and I think that's important, that if I am getting him a phone now in sixth class, it will be a little tiny Nokia thing just for text messaging. I'm also even considering actually like a GPS watch type thing that he only has like 4 phone numbers he can use.
Right, okay.
And it's really restricted, you know.
So going back to that figure, that over half, nearly 55% of 9-year-olds have a phone. Now, some of them may have, as you said, a very basic Nokia-type phone, but I would imagine that the majority don't have a very basic Nokia-type phone. I would imagine the vast majority of them have a smartphone.
Yeah, I just think that's really, it's not necessary, and I think it's very scary. Maybe enough adults aren't really aware of the dangers of that and what it involves, just how quickly that can get out of hand. My son's school recently had a technology talk just for the kids, the boys, and also for the parents. And I think that was hugely valuable. Just that knowledge of just what's out there. And these are the same people that maybe don't like their kids going to the park on their own after dark because, oh my gosh, there's strangers out there that are going to kidnap them, this, that, and the other. But they'll hand them a smartphone. That's way more secretive and dangerous. It's so easy to delete information, you know, and hide things. I just don't want to put my child in that position where they're at risk. And it's just not necessary. I can understand if a child having a Nokia, if they're maybe traveling on their, you know, and you need to know where they're at and they're texting them. You know, maybe their parents are separated and you want, while the child is in the other parent's house, you maybe want them to be able to text you or keep in touch with you. I think that's reasonable to some degree. The vast majority of 9-year-olds aren't doing that. They're being dropped everywhere. You know, they're being picked up. You know where they are. They're with a responsible adult, a friend of the family or a family member. They don't need to be able to get in touch with you themselves. So I just don't see that, you know, there's other devices that will give them the games and, you know, kids' YouTube or Netflix or whatever you might want them to have as they get older. But, it's kind of scary.
Well, stay there for one second, because I'd love to hear from you if your 9 or 10-year-old has a phone. Because I'm looking at some of the comments coming in, and the majority of people seem to be saying that 9 is just far too young. Yet, with people saying that, according to this survey today from the Department of Children and the ESRI, 54% have a smartphone. 54% of 9-year-olds have a smartphone. Now, the question, a lot of people are saying 9 is far too young, so how come 54% of them do have them? If you are a parent who has a 9-year-old child or 10-year-old child who has a mobile phone, let me know, please. Our number is 087-188-0008. 54% of 9-year-old kids have a phone. Frank, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hiya, Frank.
I'm very well, it's Alf Adrian.
Good, thanks, Frank. Well, 9 years of age, 55% of them have a smartphone.
By the time my daughter reaches 9, she'll be part of the 46% that don't. I'll be honest, because I don't believe a 9-year-old should be having a phone. At the age of 9, you should be playing with your dollies, playing with your micro machines.
There's very few 9-year-olds are playing with dolls now.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are now all screen time. They're going onto the YouTubes. They're going onto the... I know somebody who's got a little one also going on to TikTok and all of that. And these are platforms that should not have kids on it. Not too long back in South Africa, we actually had a major thing going around called Momo. I don't know if you guys heard of it here, where it was this little pop-up video that will pop up in the kids YouTube and the little videos where kids are playing with dolls and all that, and this creature would come up and it would be a little 5-6 second video. It's gone before you even see it. But it was something that was actually encouraging kids to self-harm and even take it way further. You can Google it. It's all over Google. It is actually scary what these people are planting in the kids' videos. Now, my daughter, she's turning 8 years old. She's got a little tablet, but it is full parent restricted. We restrict everything that she can download, that she can watch, but we've actually downloaded an application called Kinzu, so we can have her grandparents and the uncles and aunties, so she can make a phone call, but strictly to the people that we have authorized to be on there. So okay, if you want to...
Well, it's great to hear actually a parent with such control, because there are so many who have no control at all. How old is she again?
She's turning 8.
She's turning 8, okay.
Yeah.
So, Will, you said she will be part of the 46% of kids that don't have a smartphone when she turns 9. When do you
Correct.
Think you would give in?
I would think when she starts moving on into the teenage years. I think I'd start off with a very basic phone. So if she is going out with friends or having a bit of a sleepover, then she can contact us if she needs to. But at the present, I mean, we'll drop her off at a friend's house where she's sleeping over. We've got the parents' number. She's got full access to phone us off of the parents' number, whose house she's at. So, yeah, I would only give her a phone once she's about 13 onwards, and only like a really full-on smartphone as she gets a bit older than that.
Okay, so you're going to hold off for as long as possible.
Correct, yeah. I mean, I give her access to a little bit of the YouTube music, so she can listen to her music, but that I've got full parental restrictions on, so there's no bad language. Even if she comes across like one of the more adult songs, it blocks out all foul language and all that type of thing.
Well, you really have everything under control, don't you?
You know what, I've just experienced too many times where a song will come on and it's just vulgar, you know. They're talking about intercourse, drugs and all of that. I mean, my daughter came and asked me the other day, what's cocaine? And she, no, she heard it in a song. I'm like, well, which song did you hear that in? We're going to block that song off the Alexa completely, because that stuff kids should not be really even exposed to, you know.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. He has an 8-year-old, no chance of that 8-year-old when she becomes 9 having a mobile phone. Yet 54% of people in a survey of 9-year-olds, 54% of 9-year-olds have a phone. And we're trying to find out why. Why does a 9-year-old need a phone? Now, Jason, you've actually an interesting... sorry, that's the wrong thing there. I'll have to just twiddle that around now. Hang on there for 1 second. There we go. Now, Jason, how are you?
Hey, Adrian, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Jason. You've an interesting point, and this is something I actually spoke to somebody about recently, that kids can get bullied if they don't have a phone.
Yeah, I just think, like, there's no practical reason why a nine-year-old should have a phone. None whatsoever. If they want to play games, they have apps, they have tablets for that. There's no practical reason other than if the parents trying to keep up with it. Did you ever hear the expression, keeping up with the Joneses?
Yes, I did.
That's all it is. It's parents, unfortunately, falling under pressure of having to have the latest phones, the same with the latest clothes, the latest runners, all of this. It's all pressure from being put on parents to make sure their children have the best of everything. And if a child then comes home from school saying, I'm the only one that doesn't have a phone, they're looking at their child miserable. They're going to get them a phone.
Hmm.
That's the only reason I can see.
Yeah, and I that's why I was surprised, actually, talking to our first caller there when she said that her 12-year-old has never asked even for a phone. I would have thought that, you know, most kids at 12 have a phone, and her young fella hasn't asked at all. I would imagine there is a lot of pressure, as you said, from other friends and whatever to get a phone. Or, you know, what do you mean you don't have a phone? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. And then that child is going home to their mother and father, and they're saying, everybody in my class has a phone. I'm the only one that doesn't. And the parents are looking at their child. And let's be honest, you're a parent yourself. I am as well. You don't want to see your child unhappy. You want to see your child fitting in, not see your child being ostracised because they don't have a phone. And this is now the world we're living in.
Mm.
You know, it's all to do with technology. It's all to do with social media. All of this, you have to. Kids nowadays are under so much more pressure than we were when we were kids, because they have to live their life a certain way, and the way they have to live it is on social media, with the phones, with the fancy clothes, with the makeup, the hair. The boys have to look pristine. There's too much pressure on children. Children aren't being allowed to be children anymore.
Okay, but what do you think? You're obviously arguing that, again, there is no excuse or no reason for a nine-year-old to have a phone.
Well, Adrian, you have a mobile phone. Now, you have a mobile phone to contact your work when you're not there, to contact your other half when you're out and about. But parents should know where their kids are at all times, so they shouldn't need to have to contact them on the phone.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 087-188-0008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. We'd love to get your opinion on this. Nine-year-olds having mobile phones. According to a survey out today, 54% of nine-year-old kids now have a mobile phone. I would imagine that the majority of them are not basic Nokia phones. I would imagine the majority of them are hand-me-down smartphones, or even brand-new smartphones. 087-188-0008 is our number. We'll take a quick break. We'll have more of your calls in just a moment. And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this Monday afternoon. Now, a survey released today by the ESRI and the Department of Children has shown that 54% of 10-year-old, of 9-year-old kids have a mobile phone. 54% of 9-year-olds. And we're trying to understand why. Why does a 9-year-old need a phone? Or maybe if you have a genuine reason, because you could hear from our first few calls, they don't believe a 9-year-old needs a phone at all. But Gillian, you've three children.
I have four, actually, and I have three boys.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, three boys. And your youngest is nine.
My youngest boy is nine, yeah.
And he has a phone.
He has an old phone, yes, yeah.
Now, when you say an old phone,
but it's like one of our previous phones. Battery kind of goes dead quite quickly. Not very up to date with everything, put it that way. He uses it, to be honest, it's for games, really, he plays.
Right, okay. But it is an internet-accessible phone, is it?
At home, we have Wi-Fi, all right, but it's restricted. I don't allow the kids to be, like, they're given a certain amount of time where we limit the internet access with the kids.
And how strict are you on that?
We're quite strict. Sometimes I'm told I'm too strict, to be honest, compared to other parents. For instance, on a Monday, the kids aren't, our internet is turned off at home. The kids are not allowed any, no YouTube, no PlayStation, and no phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything's, Mondays are free day, for, and we do something else. We do an activity, or the kids can pick something to do, you know, and we always kind of try to keep Monday free.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. So an
it's
internet,
good for us all. Even in the evening, I find I actually, on a Monday, we just switch, like, I have my own, obviously, internet on my phone, but, like, Monday evening, is just, we switch off from it, you know, and it's good.
And how are the kids with that?
They don't like it. We're told we're too strict sometimes, but it works. It really does work. Because, do you know what? I think kids sometimes don't have time to be bored. And they, when they do find that they have the time to do, you know, something, they will find something to do if you give them the opportunity to do it, rather than having them, obviously, on technology, or, you know, you have activities after school, of course, and other things. But they have to also find time to be bored, you know.
Okay, so going back to the 9-year-old with the phone, it's an old phone, it's a hand-me-down phone.
Yeah.
I assume it's a smartphone, though, is it?
It is, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's his phone, but it doesn't, it has restricted internet access.
Yeah.
Does it have a SIM card in it? Does it have a phone number?
No, it's only Wi-Fi at home.
Okay,
yeah.
So it doesn't even have a phone number?
No.
And will you get him a phone number?
Not for at least until he goes to secondary school, because I don't feel he needs it, to be honest.
Okay, so there's no need for him to have a functioning phone. He's just using it for games.
The only way he can contact us is through Viber. I don't allow him to be on TikTok, because I feel that it is promoting paedophilia and other areas that I don't like about TikTok. I think it's wrong for children. It's too advanced. And I feel that I do allow him to use, we use Viber in our family to contact each other, and it's more of a simple app, and there's none of that, you know.
Okay, so you while he may have a phone, it's very restrictive in what he can and can't do with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 087-188-0008 is our number. You can send us a text or WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 087-188-0008. And that's exactly what Neil did. Let's have a listen to his WhatsApp voice note.
Adrian, it just takes, you know, one, say, 9-year-old to get a phone, then all the friends have to get one, and then it starts off from there, and this is how they all have them, because they go home and tell their mother, then the mother gets it, and then this is how it all starts. But as I say, I drive a taxi, you know, and I get kids in the car, like, obviously with their parents, like, I get a lot younger than 9, a hell of a lot younger than 9, like, and, you know, down to probably the age of 2, could be even younger, like, you know, that, you know, they just put the phone in front of them, and away they go. And that's Adrian. Cheers, pal.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil. Excuse me, 087-188-0008 is our number if you want to get involved in this conversation. And we're talking about the survey from the ESRI, which shows that 54% of 9-year-old kids now have a mobile phone. And we're just trying to get our heads around this, basically. Sinead, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Adrian, how are you?
You've a 10-year-old.
Yeah, just gone 10.
Just gone 10. And does that 10-year-old have a phone?
No, and he doesn't appear to have any interest in having one either.
Really?
No, he doesn't. He only told me the other day that one of his very good friends in school, I think he said he has a phone, or I don't know if he had a smartwatch or a phone, but he was definitely able to, like, call and that. And I was expecting him to turn around and say, oh, like, I want a phone. And he didn't. He wasn't a bit bothered that. I think he said other kids in the class have phones, and it comes up in conversation, but he's never asked for a phone.
You sound surprised.
That
he's never asked.
I think it's only because of the statistics. I didn't expect that number for that age.
So 54% of 9-year-olds.
Yeah, so that's probably why it surprised me. I'll probably be asking him later how many kids in his class have a phone. But no, it's not. It's not something that I do. I have an older son, and I think he got one. I think it was before he went into secondary school, so 12, 13. And I don't have any problem with that, because I feel like he's gone longer, kind of secondary school day, and, you know, they're a little bit more mature and able to handle it. But I definitely, 10-year-olds, I wouldn't be giving my 10-year-old a phone. And I actually, was it Gillian that was on before?
Yeah, she's still there, yep.
Yeah, I love the idea of all the phones off and technology off on a Monday.
I think
that idea.
Yeah, it's, I have to say, a lot of people actually, Gillian, messaging us to say, what a great idea.
Yeah, it seems to work, to be fair. And what I do then in the other days, even with, because I have another two boys as well, now, when they have access to the phone, all of the phones are handed, like to the old, obviously, I have a secondary school young fella as well in second year, and his phone is handed over at 9:30, and my other boy's handed over at 9:00, so they don't have access to phones in their bedrooms either.
I'm the exact same, Gillian.
Yeah,
my 15-year-old would put it, he leaves his phone downstairs. It's never been allowed upstairs.
Yeah, it's the right way.
Especially not at night time. Because I just think, sometimes I have to say, you know, turn off the television a bit earlier.
Yeah.
Because it may affect your sleep, you know, too much screen time, too late at night. And if you're not going to sleep, you're not getting your full night's sleep, then it's affecting the next day. And especially, I don't think teenagers are going to volunteer to give up their phone. Need a bit of guidance from us. So that's where I think your Monday idea is a great idea, because they're not adults yet. They need some guidance.
And let me ask you, Sinead, how do you think that would go down in your house?
I think it would be similar to what Gillian said, but I have, only one of mine has a phone, and that's a teenager. So we actually did it there. We did it a couple of weeks ago on the 10-year-old's birthday, actually. And I said it to my husband, well, we just put the phones away. You know, family were coming up, so we're having a little cake, whatever. I said, we just put the phones away and not have access to them. And we said it to my son, and he gave us his phone actually straight away. There was never any problem with that. And we just put them up in a cupboard and left them there, and we're just present in the moment. And it was really nice.
Yeah, I wonder, would anybody else be interested in trying that? So do you literally switch off your Wi-Fi router on a Monday evening or on a Monday?
When I come home, when I get home in the evening, it'll be turned off for the evening, and there's nothing. No, it's just normal TV. If they don't want to watch that, they can do something else. So you have to be good, to be kind.
But there's nothing wrong with being bored.
No, that's the thing. I feel as a society we're gone too soft, and it's like we feel like we nearly have to entertain the kids 24/7, and they don't get time to do, like, to actually be bored, and that's why I think it's a good way of getting them to do things that they wouldn't normally do. You know, they could be assessed there. Like, even you could get a game that might come out that hasn't come out in 5 years, you know. You know, simple things like.
Yeah, just something different to that. When you're bored, you don't automatically go on your phone. I mean, we're all guilty of it. You're watching TV and you're on your phone as well. You're scrolling. I mean, you're missing everything around you, really, when you have your head in the phone all the time anyway.
We're gone too into our phones, to be honest. We really are,
and,
like, you know.
But parents are very guilty of it too.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be bad myself at times, and I have to be told sometimes as well. My husband's like, you can, come off a bit. Yeah. Like, and I know myself, I need to get better as well, but the Monday thing does kind of work out. And, like, I actually feel sometimes what I do on a Monday is I do a chore that I didn't want to do all week as well. And I make time to do something, like even say clean out something, or, you know, in the house or whatever, or do a bit of baking or whatever would be. You do something that you don't normally get time to do. You'd make the time for it.
Yeah. Yeah, because years ago the phone was just for, you know, making a call and texting. And now, don't get me wrong, I couldn't live without my phone.
Yeah,
okay, my phone is my calendar.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's my to-do list, everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, knowing when to put it down and kind of being like a role model for the kids is very important.
Definitely, I agree to all that. In fairness.
Okay, so we're going to have everybody switching off their mobile or their Wi-Fi on a Monday.
That's a trend.
I would love to challenge some of our listeners to try that today and see how well it goes down.
I'll try it and I'll let you know.
Do, please. I really would be interested to find out if it actually... if it works, if there isn't a mini rebellion or riot in the house as a result of it.
There'll be a lot of complaints tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, but if you're into giving that a try, send us a WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. So basically, you switch off your Wi-Fi router this afternoon and you leave it off until tomorrow. I'd love to know if anybody would like to try that challenge and find out how well it actually goes down tomorrow. Send me a WhatsApp to 087-188-0008 if you would be up for giving that a try today. So the router gets switched off this afternoon and you leave it off until tomorrow morning. And let me know what sort of how that goes down in your house. An internet-free day. If you're interested in taking up that challenge, send me a WhatsApp to 087-188-0008 and we could follow up with you tomorrow and find out how you actually get on. It is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock. Dave, I'll be with you in just a second. We're in the middle of a conversation. By the way, this is Adrian Kennedy in for Niall today. We're in the middle of a conversation about mobile phones and a survey today which showed that 54% of 9-year-old kids in Ireland, 54% have a smartphone. Well, have a mobile phone. I'm assuming that the majority of them are smartphones. And we're trying to understand. That has increased, by the way, in the last 10 years from 44% of 9-year-olds 10 years ago having one to 54% of 9-year-olds now having one. And we're trying to understand why. Now, Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Dave?
How's it going, Adrian? All right?
Good, thanks, Dave. Now, your 12-year-old son has a phone for a very specific reason.
Yeah, he is. He's type 1 diabetic. So he was diagnosed not last July, the July before that. But in order for his, like, Dexcom, his glucose meter to work, you have to connect to the app on the phone. And then we track this app on our phone so we can check what his blood is.
Excellent. So there is a medical reason that he has the phone.
But,
yep.
But only for that. Like, there's no way he has a phone. Like, you know, I'd say probably maybe going into secondary school, I'd give him maybe a phone. But it'd be like the phone he has now. Like, we have his phone restricted. There's no TikTok. There's no Snapchat. He has WhatsApp, but, like, I mean, he's not in any groups. It's only literally people that's in his phone that, you know, that can use, that can message him, you know, stuff like that. We've deleted.
And as a matter of interest, at 12, does he complain about the restrictions?
He does, yeah. Like, you know, he'd be saying, like, you know, my class, oh, you have WhatsApp. Like, you know, my friend Jack, you know, he's in my class. He has, you know, our TikTok, you know, that way. But he won't be getting it, like, you know, that way.
And when will you give in?
I'd say probably maybe next year, I'd say.
Next year. So you'll be in secondary school next year, will he?
Yeah. Well, like, the likes of, he'll be in technical school next September, The likes of TikTok now have restrictions and stuff, so you can't, like, you know, private message anyone, I think, now until they're 15. If he's 15 or something like that. Like if he does want TikTok, I'll set up an account for him. Like, I'll track his phone on the Google Family app as well. So, and then he knows that, like, every kind of 2 or 3 days, like, you know, we'll take his phone, like, at random and just say, here, give us the phone there, and we'll be able to go through, like, just, like, history. And
how often do you do that?
I'd say maybe once every 2 days.
Oh, really?
3 days. Yeah, it doesn't take, but, you know, you can't do safe. Like,
and how does he feel about that, having to hand over his phone for you to root through it?
Well, he doesn't mind. That's part of the thing why he's allowed to have a phone, you know that way.
Okay, so it's part of the deal, basically.
Yeah, and he knows that. Like, he's all right with it. He doesn't go mad. Like, it's more kind of like, I restricted you. I took off YouTube on the phone because, you know, YouTube was kind of like the thing in our house. It's like, you know, can I have half an hour of YouTube, you know, so we can go upstairs and look at YouTube on a telly or whatever. But, you know, we found out that he was kind of watching it a bit more on the phone, so we took it off the phone.
Okay. What did you catch him watching?
Oh, it was just, like, you know, the usual guys, like, you know, kind of reviewing games and, you know, stuff like that. But some of them, like, use a lot of language in it, like, so, you know, I don't want him kind of...
Okay, but again, I don't think anybody would argue against the reason that your son has a mobile phone because he's a type 1 diabetic, and the phones are amazing what they can do now, and the apps and whatever with regard to...
Like, we have his Dexcom that he has on his arm now. That kind of, that transmits his blood reading to his app on his phone. And then we have a follow app downloaded on myself and the wife's phone, so we can literally log in. It takes like 5 seconds, and you can check what his blood is. And
it's brilliant. You know, it really is. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
If it drops the retinal, that we'll get alarmed on our phone, so we can start.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Dave. 087-188-0008 is our number. You can send us a text or WhatsApp, or you can do what this listener did and send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 087-188-0008.
Same as that, Gillian. I have a 17-year-old. She's in fifth year. And her phone gets put into the kitchen and plugged in to be charged at 9 p.m. She goes to bed at 10 and that's the end of it. Friday night, she gets it an extra hour on everything. So she gets an extra hour, phone till 10, bed at 11. And that's that. No mobile phones upstairs being plugged in. My daughter, and my other daughter does, but she's 22. So if she can't get herself up for college, that's her trouble, her troubles. But yeah, I agree, phones away beforehand.
All right. Interestingly, none of you have taken up that challenge that I've thrown down to knock off your Wi-Fi router today and see how well that goes down in your house. If you're up to taking on that challenge, send me a WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. So when the kids come home from school today, you're going to have your Wi-Fi router turned off and you're going to leave it off until tomorrow. One of the reasons I think some people will not take on that challenge is they don't want to be without broadband internet themselves. Don't mind the kids. I'm going to Gavin. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Gavin?
Hell yeah, Adrian. That was perfect timing. I was just at the till at IKEA. I was like, I don't want to talk right now. I'm through it now, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. It's the first time I've ever spoken to a live caller on the radio in IKEA or just past. Amazing where people actually listen to the radio. Anyway, Gavin, you have a specific reason why your daughter still has a phone.
Yeah, I know. Right, so Adrian, I have a few kids, so my daughter Grace, I actually gave her a first phone. It was our older sister's phone when she was nine. Well, she was just gone nine, right? And, you know, at that age, they don't really use her ringing people because she's using them going on to YouTube and stuff, right? It's so we can ring them if I need to. So what happened was, one of the days she was out with her friends on the road, and when she was on her way back, our bigger sister's friend, who's only like 2 years older than her, was talking to her, and they ended up going off. No, like, say, down to a different part of England.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I'm listening to you. Yeah, go on.
So they were missing. So I couldn't get filled with her because she didn't have a phone with her. A phone was in the house. And I mean, I was not lying to Adrian. It was the most scariest 3 hours of my life. Like, rang the police. And in fairness, everybody in England was looking for her. But she was just out with her friend. He actually went too real far. He went from the west down to the south of England, the two of them.
Right.
So anyway, with that, lo and behold, one of the uncles on the road that was out looking for her in the car rang. Said, listen, I'm at the point of the two of them here. So we went down, but the police went down as well because they were looking for him. So the police were there, were giving out saying, you can't be going off on the road and all. And I turned around while the police were there, Adrian, and I said, listen, you're grounded now. You're not getting your phone. I'm taking your phone off. And the guards called me aside and said, no, listen, Gavin, we don't agree with that. Don't take the phone off. The phone for us is a GPS tracking system. And we would disagree with taking the phone off. We say delete an app or something, you know, like if she had TikTok or that, but don't take her phone. So it's actually better for her to be out with her phone, even if she's on the road. So, I mean, the police were right, you know.
What the guards were arguing is don't take the phone off her because it could be used as a... Now, she didn't happen to have it with her that day, though.
Yeah,
sure she didn't.
Yes, I know that. But that was it was the idea of going, glad she has a phone now. So I'm trying to say she's right to have a phone at 9 because any parent that says a 9-year-old is not out playing with friends on the road is more than likely lying or just don't let their kids out. You know, 9-year-olds do well to play.
Mm.
So I'm glad she has her phone. So the guard was right. So now I make sure they always have their phones on the charge. Now she's older now and she has her phone, but if I had a 9-year-old, she would definitely have it. Like if she was 9 still, she'd definitely have her mobile on her for that particular reason because I wasn't able to contact her, I wasn't able to ring her. And she went, like, kids do stupid stuff, Adrian. Like, she'd never walk off the road. That's why we were afraid. But when they do something, like, by mistake, going off with a friend, I think they're doing nothing wrong, you can't find them. I'm telling you now, it's different when you have a person that it happens to. It's like, you know, like, when that was the same as like.
Obviously, a lot of listeners will say, well, how was she out of your sight for that long?
No, I'm just at the saying. Like, she never goes off the road. But our sister's friend brought her off the road. So the chances of that happening are like 150 billion to one, but it did happen. So I'm saying, if she had her phone with her, I'd have been able to ring her and say, where are you? I'll be coming to get you right away. But she didn't have her phone with her. So she's like, I'm glad she has a phone now. Do you know that way? So it's sort of like, I get what you're saying. But it's different. Everybody can say that. Don't take your eyes. That's like saying if your kid falls off the precipice or jumping on the precipice, well, you shouldn't have took your eyes off them, should you? I mean, if that was the case, Temple Street Hospital would be empty. You know what I mean? Parents are up in the hospital every day because of stupid stuff that kids do every day by accident, you know? You can't keep your eye on them 24-7, Adrian. That's
no,
true.
That's true. But the advice that you got from the guard was, no, don't take the phone off her because a mobile phone is a great way of actually tracking a child down if that child were to unfortunately go missing.
Yes, that's exactly what the guy said. She's a right to have, let her have a phone.
Right.
And that was, and they were fingerless guard stations. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so fingerless guards recommend kids of that age have them phoned so that we can track them down if they should ever go missing.
If that major was to go wrong, it would have been easier for them. That's what you're saying. Don't take the phone off. That would be your recommendation.
Okay, final question then. What you buy in IKEA?
for the lampshade. I was sent to get Adrian.
I was just about to... How long are you there? How long did it take you to go around?
Oh, no, I was able to skip through. I knew where he was.
Right.
I was doing the little trick. I hate the shop. It's the worst shop in Ireland. I hate it. Well, it's the best for doing up your house.
I just find going around it takes forever.
It's a nightmare. Way when you go down the steps, you go out through the side, you can get to the section there, you know?
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in another WhatsApp voice note. This is from Peter.
Oh yeah, Adrian, just in relation to the phones there. What we're doing now is 9 o'clock, that's it. Everything off. Telly, Facebook, everything. Put on the music, chill out.
Interesting. Every night from 9 o'clock, a complete and utter ban. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions.
Real people, real opinions. Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.